The Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Talk about, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. This week, we're going to have two guests on the show. On Wednesday, our third hour guest is going to be Layla from Ontario. She's become a frequent caller to the show, and I've gotten a lot of email from people very impressed with her command of history. So we're just going to let her have the whole hour to ramble on and educate us all. And then Thursday, we're going to have Don Wiskin of Extendivite will be joining us in hour number three. And before I started into the news, I just saw something on Fox News where they're doing a story about the 40th anniversary of the Vikings, the lander touching down on Mars. You know, it was 40 years ago today, August 20. Actually, it was July 20th when the lander set down. The second lander touched down in the first week of August. But I don't know where this story came from. I've actually seen it repeated in a couple of different places, and I'm saying, doesn't anybody check their facts anymore? I mean, there was this big stink. The White House wanted that first lander to land on the nation's bicentennial, July 4th. And they couldn't find a suitable landing space. And so the White House said, we'll put it down on July 20th, which is also the anniversary of Apollo 11's touchdown on the moon. So that's what we wound up doing. So sorry, Fox News, you didn't get that one right. Let's get into the news here. There's a lot going on around the world here. And we're coming up on the situation in Afghanistan where we're going to have active servicemen and servicewomen who had not even been born yet when the war they're fighting began. Now, they keep referring to Afghanistan as the longest war in U.S. history. And it may well be the longest continuous combat in U.S. history. It's not our longest war. The Korean War is. Technically, it's still underway after more than 60 years. So no doubt they're going to be out there saying we're making progress against the Taliban. And they aren't, not really. Over in the Pashtun region, the mountain tribes have literally battled the full might of the U.S. empire to a stalemate. And it's cost you, the American taxpayers, $4 trillion with a T, 2,371 dead, 20,320 wounded soldiers, and nobody knows how many Afghans have died. That number is being kept secret. Now, Bolton, as you know, is basically traveling around. He's talking to foreign governments. He went to Israel, and I saw this photo of Bolton with Netanyahu, and Netanyahu was just grinning ear to ear. He's getting what he wants. He looks like the cat who ate the canary and the cage. So while he was in Israel, Bolton started cranking up the anti-Iran rhetoric again, and basically, again, how to push back against Iranian aggression in the region, because gosh darn it, that's the job of the United States, and to promise that they will never have nuclear weapons. So they're back pounding on that one. The nuclear deal was working. The nuclear deal was working. And I love the way that Bolton is traveling around talking about Iran's aggression and North Korea's aggression, and all that. You know, with the United States being the most aggressive nation in recent memory. When you look at all these wars that are out there, and you're always told there's a really good reason. There's a really good reason for us to go on into these other countries and bomb them into rubble and kill off a bunch of their people. There's always a really good reason, which always turns out, of course, to be a complete fiction. Now, getting on down to Syria, attacks are intensifying on the U.S. forces and their allied militias in northeastern Syria. And this is taking place in Raqqa province. On Saturday, a bomb went off at a gathering of SDF gunmen near the villages of Al-Maduli in western Raqqa, killing and wounding several militias. and there's no official account on possible casualties. But it's very intense. The Syrian people want the United States to leave. And, of course, the United States attitude is, well, we're going to stay. We have to stay in case ISIS comes back. Forgetting that Syria and Russia basically took care of the ISIS problem. But the United States wants to garrison Syria now to keep them from getting uppity ideas about being more independent than they already are here. And the U.S. Army is dispatching more military hardware to northeastern Syria. And, pardon me, basically this is going to Hasaka and Aleppo to develop its bases, which I would like to remind everybody exist without the permission of the Syrian government. So apparently 70 trucks of the U.S. Army carrying military vehicles, equipment, and construction materials have arrived in Syria in the last 24 hours. It is very, very clear the United States has no intention of leaving, even though they have no real legitimate reason to be there. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are pretty much all but gone. Idlib will be the end of this war. The Syrian government doesn't want the United States there. The Syrian people don't want the United States there. So, all right, now, the Turkish army and their allied militants have set up new bases in northern Syria around the area near Afrin, where basically Turkey pushed into Syria a while back and surrounded the area of Afrin and said, we're just here temporarily to deal with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But like the United States, they don't seem in a rush to leave. Over in Turkey, apparently somebody took some shots at the U.S. embassy. There was this white van driving by. They don't know who did it. They're obviously trying to find out. But three bullets hit a security booth outside the U.S. embassy in Turkey earlier today. Nobody was hurt. So looks like somebody in Turkey doesn't like the United States being around here. We're getting to be very unpopular around the world. We're not well-liked. Okay, down in Iraq, Colonel Sean Ryan, who's the spokesman for the Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, is saying that U.S. troops will stay in Iraq as long as needed. Because ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they may re-energize, they may come on back here. No, what's really going on is the Iraqi government is straining at the leash. They want to go their own way. They want to run Iraq for the benefit of the Iraqi people. They're talking about closer ties with China and Russia. And so the United States needs to garrison Iraq to hold that government in line, so that diplomats can point out the window at all that military hardware and say, don't you do anything we don't like. Bad things will happen to you. I think that the U.S. military is very much overstretched around the globe. If Bernie Sanders is right, we've got military operations going on in something like 76 different countries, most of which we don't know. Remember, it caught everybody when those four Americans got killed in Niger, and everybody was saying, what the heck are we doing in there? Now, down in South Africa, the first white farms have been ordered seized this week by the African National Congress. And these two farms are in the Limpopo province in South Africa, and they're going to be seized without any court process. And two more orders for final appropriation of other farms have been signed. This is the first wave of the promised land seizures in the country. And if you look at how well it worked out over in Zimbabwe, you can see that South Africa is heading into trouble. Now, South Africa did try and avoid the bad optics on simply grabbing the farms without compensation. They did actually make offers to purchase the farms for about 10% of their real worth. And the owners of the farms said, no deal. And they're hoping that they can go through the court system and challenge this order. But I don't think they're really going to have much of a success. And don't think it can't happen here. because apparently Senator Elizabeth Warren is pushing for a bill for the government to take control of all large businesses here in the United States. That would be the largest theft of private property in all of human history. And after all, it worked out so well in Venezuela. Why shouldn't we try it here? Now, down in Palestine, they've had a little tiny itsy bitsy problem with the postal system. And Palestinians living in the West Bank have just received a delivery of some 10 tons of letters and postal packages that the Tel Aviv regime had kept for the last 8 years. And my guess is probably they just got tired of storing it all and said, all right, send it all over there. But they're finally getting their letters and packages. Now, speaking of Palestine, the United Nations General Assembly has requested a report as to just what's going on over between Israel and Gaza. And the UN chief is out there proposing that the UN deploy armed forces to protect Palestinians. Now, if that has to go through the Security Council, of course, the United States is going to veto that. And that will make the United States look complicit in the continuing slaughter of the Palestinian people by Israel. And yes, more Palestinians were killed during last Friday's protests along the fence with Israel. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you're talking about we're going to stay in Iraq forever. I was in the Missouri National Guard when they first, George W. Bush first had this invasion of Iraq, and I remember this. At that time, they were saying, well, they're going to greet us with flowers. We'll be out of there in 6 months, you know. That's what the, yeah, that was yeah. the word, right? And this guy, I remember at the time, the general, the top dog there in the Missouri National Guard, he made it a point to drive around as the state and visit every unit, every armory in the whole state and just talk to the guys. You know, he was a down-to-earth individual, basically. This was before the National Guard was transformed into a war machine. I'm back in those before that invasion. Basically, the guard was the place that was the last-ditch effort. You weren't going to be, couldn't expect to be mobilized all the time. And after that, anyway, this guy went around there, and I remember what he said. Because at the time, somebody asked me, how long are we going to be there? And he said, we'll be there forever. This was back in 2001. But this guy knew what the deal was. I just wondered, what do you think about I've always felt that Al Gore, for all his faults and everything, he was not a great man. I think things would have been a lot better if he would have won the election, which he probably actually did if they wouldn't have screwed him over there in Florida. But what do you think would have happened if Gore would have been elected?
Donald Trump would have been co-opted and controlled and leashed, and the war agenda would have continued anyway, because we keep voting for candidates who promise an end to war and lower taxes. We never get it. That's just the plain, hard reality. We never get it. And Al Gore certainly would have been in a position to push his global warming nonsense on us all. But I don't think he would have changed the course of America's military adventurism one tiny bit. Because, I mean, this is going all the way back to 9/11 when they and even before that with the project for the new American century, where they were talking about literally a century of unending war by the United States against the rest of the world.
Yeah, the think tanks already had it lined up, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know if 9/11 would have even happened with Gore. That's what I'm thinking. Because the Iraq invasion was predicated by the 9/11, whatever happened there. So, of course, we'll never know. This is a what-if question of history that nobody will ever find out. But anyway, Mike, I'll let you go. I'll listen off the air then. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. And I think quite possibly 9/11 would have happened had there been a President Gore, because the people who were behind it were basically calling the shots, and they kept President Bush obviously informed about it. But we've seen with the Trump presidency that deep state is unfortunately unstoppable. The only thing that is going to stop these U.S. wars against the rest of the world is the collapse of the U.S. federal government and economy. That's right now, that's the only hope for the world. Okay, getting on back here to the news. Over in the Koreas, they've opened up the border to South Koreans to basically reunite with relatives they have not seen since the Korean War. And these are very elderly people. And it's a temporary reunion. They're going to go back and live in South Korea. But it's another indication that the Koreans are moving toward reunification. And the United States is not going to want to let that happen. But it looks to me like Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un have decided this is really what's best for the peninsula. And if they reunify, if they declare an official end to the Korean War, then North Korea doesn't need nuclear weapons. And that may be why Kim Jong-un has been talking about getting rid of them. He's going to basically remove the U.S. motive for wanting to go back in there. Now, Lockheed Martin has come under some criticism because they provided many of the weapons being used in some of these horrible atrocities committed in the Middle East, in particular in Yemen with that school bus, and in a hilariously mistimed attempt at a public relations campaign to polish their image. They put out a call over Twitter for people to send in, images of their weapons, you know, just looking good out there in the field. And I think they were trying to appeal to those members of the military who use their product to just take a picture of this sparkling weapon sitting there on the runway or on the truck and make it look really good. And instead, Lockheed Martin got flooded with bloody images of blown up people killed by their weapons. And I don't know who signed off on this idea, but it was lousy timing. It really was. All right. Oh, it's Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I was determined I wouldn't call in today, but with all due respect to your earlier caller who said, gee, things might have been different. What do you think if it had been Al Gore? Well, Al Gore's daughter is married into the Rothschild family. And, of course, we know his obsession with convincing the world that we're all going to burn to death if we don't give up all our freedoms and let them tell us how to use anything that generates electricity or heat or carbon or whatever. And let's not forget, Chelsea Clinton is married to a nephew of George Soros. That's how yes. the globalists do things. They start out with calling themselves Zionist Jews and claim it with its religion, why they're taking over a small piece of land, a little piece of dirt. Why would anybody care about this place? And then they vacuum the money out from the entire world and build this magnet. Every time I hear a Jew tell me how beautiful it is in Israel, I think, yeah, well, really, with all the money they've stolen, of course they could build anything. The naivete, I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, truly, but I'm kind of amazed. And talk about naivete. My own naivete amazes me. You were so right about the DNA crap. I mean, the DNA stuff that is being sold as being yes. Reliable. It was perhaps initially until they got what they want. I've just discovered that MyHeritage, which is a company based in Israel, has bought up all the companies that do genetic analysis and DNA analysis. So we're basically already taken over.
Yeah, we are. Layla, got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. Going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, once again, standing here with my hands out, Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. We need your support. We're in a time of literally open warfare between the corporate media and the independent media over who is going to tell you what to think. Because that's what corporate media's job is, to tell you what to think, to what to care about. Which presidential candidate that you should support. Boy, they tried that hard in 2016. And they blew it. And now they're blaming us in the independent media because they're not able to steer you around. So Republic Broadcasting needs your help. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours and extension 3 at all other times. So going back to the phones here, and we were talking with Layla, and believe it or not, over the commercial break, I got yet another email saying that you are definitely one of our better callers. So anyway,
well, thank you. Thank you to your viewers. I appreciate that. I hope I'm not offending too many people because I've got views that are not of the norm. So having experienced a lot of the things that have been at a distance up until now to North America,
yes,
but are now making themselves evident, resistance is resistance futile only if we give up on independent media. Unless we stand up and support, what's that old saying about if first they came for this person, then that person, then
yes,
finally they came for me. You know, I watched Alex Jones with fascination during the campaign. He went all out. He risked everything to back up Donald Trump. And now whether Donald Trump is actually being held hostage in the White House or his family is, we don't know. But he did radiate a degree of sincerity. And I pride myself on being able to see when somebody is telling a lie or actually intends to do what they say they're going to do. Now, what has happened in the intervening months or the year is hard to say, but I don't for one moment doubt that he is doing what he is. He's following orders, and
yes,
there's a lot at stake for him. So unless people, and whether or not you like Alex Jones is really irrelevant. It really is the principle of defending those who have the right to free speech, so long as they're not, you know, promoting incitement to violence or breaking the law. Once we stop being prevented from expressing our opinions and debating those ideas, then we're truly doomed when we give up on that. And unless we offer the support that is needed, the so-called corporate media has been taken over bit by bit by bit, and I watched it happen when I work in the industry. I saw things happening that were frightening me to the point where when I finally reached a job where I was beginning to make money, I just turned, I thought, I've lost myself. I'm losing myself for what? For money? And that's one of the reasons why we have to support you, Mike, because you're one of the few. Actually, you're probably the only show that I listen to now, because all the others, a lot of them, are not nearly as well informed as you are. And so my appeal, we need someone that we can rally around when and if the crisis occurs soon. And you're the only person that I can think of. And I hope we'll know where to reach you if they drag you off the air, because I have a feeling you're not going to just submit. I don't think you're the kind who will.
Well,
just,
all I can say is, you know, stay near to that fax machine.
I don't have a fax machine.
Darn it. Well, no, what we're going through, and I've said this before, this is a repeat of what happened when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and books became affordable to the middle class. Prior to that, books were these very labor intensive, beautiful works of art that were purchased by the ultra wealthy, primarily as a status symbol. See, I have books. I'm better than you. But with the advent of affordable books, the middle class began to educate itself, and it was a serious threat to the power of both the government and the church at the time. And they did everything they could to try and suppress it and stop it. And it got a little extreme out there. The first man to do an English translation of the Bible was literally burned at the stake with his Bible. And that's how fanatic rulers are about controlling what the people know and what they're thinking. But in the long run, of course, you know, the education of the masses won out, and those institutions that could evolve and adapt to the new reality are still with us. Those institutions that could not went extinct. Anyway, Layla, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to talk to you, obviously, on Wednesday in hour number 3, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently the arrival of the USS Kearney in the Black Sea yesterday has drawn a sharp response from Russia. And basically they're saying Moscow's response would not be off the cuff, but carefully planned and take place within the program of Russia's security control of the Black Sea. Now, Washington, D.C. is firing back, saying that Moscow can't claim to exclusive security control of the Black Sea and has declared it to be international water that should be accessible to the warships of all nations. Well, there's a little problem with that, and it's called the Montreux Convention, which goes back decades and basically said that the only nations that are allowed to use the Black Sea on a continuing permanent basis are those nations that are on the shore. And other nations are strictly limited in what they can send into the Black Sea, and especially warships. They're allowed to go on in, but only for a short interval of time. But now Washington, D.C. wants to say, to heck with the Montreux Convention. We, the greatest nation on earth, have declared the Black Sea international waters, and we're going to send in our warships just anywhere we want to. All we need is an accident or a hothead, and things are really going to get ugly. All right, back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sounds like an invention for a submersible drone nuclear tip mine. And they all would come up when the Russians aren't, when the Russians are not around, and when the Russian ships come around, they would go back down under the ground, under the water. Feasible, huh? Nuclear
feasible.
Powered.
Yeah, very feasible.
Yeah, I mean, they have that Poseidon weapon they created, you know, and also the cruise missile, the nuclear-powered cruise missile. So if they shrunk down that power source, then it's possible they can put it in a mine, you know. And there is mines that are nuclear-tipped, I mean, nuclear, you know, filled. So, you know, it's something to think about. Yeah. Hey, Mike, I want to talk about Lockheed Martin. Yeah, what a wretched company. I mean, you know, like, basically, remember what your mother used to say? It's the people you hang around with is what represents you. So if we're hanging around with all these terrorists, Saudi Arabia and all that, this is who we've been hanging around with, people. Like, this is what we are. And the British and the French and the Canadians, you know, even though the Canadians got a, you know, they got a problem with the Saudis now, but they ain't got a problem arming the Saudis also. So this is what have we become. We are linked to these people, you know. I mean, it's a joke, you know. I mean, my God, that blowing up a school bus. Now, the Saudis shouldn't even be over there. We shouldn't be over there. We shouldn't be anywhere but here. So I don't understand what the problem is. Pack them up and go home. That's it. You know,
the problem is right now that the survival of the U.S. economy right now basically is dependent on access to natural resources at bargain basement prices in other countries, like opium out of Afghanistan, and of course continuing to force the world to trade at least oil and other natural resources only for the U.S. dollar. That's why the U.S. is going to stay in Iraq, to make sure that Iraq goes on selling their oil only for the U.S. dollar. That's what this is really all about.
Which proves that we are just a welfare and a warfare state in its decline, because we learned no lessons of the Roman Empire and so forth and so on, you know, which is sad. So basically we are speeding up the decline by all these, you know, because we don't have the troops to keep, like you said, garrisons, like full garrisons. So Right. They're like got pockets of garrisons. That's why you've seen the Eric Prince, who is like the founder of Blackwater, which his sister works for Trump. I don't know if she's still working for Trump. There was an article where he's going to be the new viceroy of Afghanistan. He wants to have his private army. Is that the future, you know, where they would have these viceroy/Blackwater-type groups keeping themselves in these other, you know, in these different countries, kind of like ISIS? Would those be like kind of like a viceroy in a way, right, Mike?
Well, you know, it's interesting that somebody revived that word at a time where we're talking about neocolonialism, a very covert neocolonialism by the United States of America. They don't go into these other countries and hoist the American flag. They just go on in and take over and hope that nobody will notice. And so the term viceroy, I think that was perhaps a little reckless to use out there. But the use of mercenaries has a very, very long tradition. The British were hiring those Hessians to come and help fight against the colonials in the American Revolutionary War.
So this is how far back it goes, people. So, I mean, you know, leopard doesn't change his spots. So I'm like...
yep.
Hey, Mike, do you know... Mike, you know what the Caspian Sea deal, you know, they also said this is closed to anybody that's not part of the Caspian Sea deal. That includes NATO. So that
yes.
area is closed, period, you know?
Yep.
And I can't, you know, and I don't think they're going to allow any ship in there at all that's not part of the, you know, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, Russia, and what's the other country? I said Iran already, right? Yeah, that was the countries, I think, yeah. But so,
yeah,
I mean, that's good they keep them out, because then that'll be, you know, with the belt and the road. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. You know, like I said, most Americans have no clue because they're too busy watching that girl who got pushed off of the 60-foot or whatever it was bridge. They're pushing that now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, they had her on TV. I'm like, this is all they're interested in. You know, it's like reality TV show crap again, you know. But all right, Mike, have a good show.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And in turning to our domestic political scene here, earlier today, Fox News was running the story about how a verdict is now anticipated in the Paul Manafort fraud trial. And they were acting like it was imminent, but apparently it is looking more and more like the jury is going to go home today without reaching that verdict. And I'm sure that's making Robert Mueller and his people very, very nervous, because if Manafort gets acquitted, it's a major blow to the credibility of what Mueller's been doing. And that's why there have been these very bizarre tactics employed in this case, where you had CNN and these other outfits literally tried to get the names and home addresses of the jury to make them afraid to go against the officially desired verdict. They even threatened the judge. And apparently he's now under protection by the United States Marshals Service. I mean, this is absolutely, it's fascist state tactics. It's brown shirts when they're out there threatening the judges. Okay, let's take a phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the antitrust laws that were to prevent monopolies being formed in the mainstream media, which evidently has gone aside of being enforced, and I guess yes. We can understand whether five or six corporations own the 90% of the mainstream media, and Fox coming out and saying it's our job to control what you think. I just wonder, is there anybody looking to change the law to bring back real news, if there's any even a chance with these people? But I mean, it's out of control, and the fake news and the bias. And they are, to me, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people, because they are working to deceive us. I just want to know if there's anybody working on this at all to bring back antitrust laws.
Well, I would like to see it happen, but you have to understand that the members of Congress are afraid of the corporate media. They don't want to stand up to them out of fear that the corporate media will basically destroy them on the next election cycle. That's how much power this corporate media has. Now, you're right. When this country first started getting into media, newspapers and such, laws were passed to basically limit how much of the media could be owned by any one individual or company. And the goal there was to preserve a diversity of opinion. And there had already been some media consolidation going on, but it was being blocked in many cases up until Desert Storm. And the U.S. government went to the corporate media and they said, we're going to make you a deal here. Okay, you're going to embed your reporters with our military. You're going to report on Desert Storm the way we want it reported. And in exchange, we will rescind all those laws limiting your ability to gobble up your competitors. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, last thing I want to say is that it would be a very gutsy move, but I think he would be well authorized to do so. But I would like to see President Donald Trump revoke the security clearance from Barack Obama and others, of course, Hillary Clinton, make sure she's not in the loop anymore. But he's been working very, very hard behind the scenes to circumvent this new administration and cause lots of problems and undermine the whole administration. I think there's a good reason right there to pull the security clearance from Barack Obama, send a stern message that those who try to interfere with this administration, bring it down, will pay the cost.
Well, you have to be very, very careful there, because these people have to be caught in an actual illegal act. Trump is not going to be able to simply say, I want to bring you all down because you don't like me and I don't like you, because not liking somebody is protected under the First Amendment. But there is no question there's a lot of corruption out there. Trump just has to find it. And, you know, he may be waiting for Robert Mueller to finally throw up his hands and say, I can't find anything. But at some point, what Trump needs to do is start getting his own special counsels out there. And he may have to fire Sessions and Rosenstein to get that going. In fact, he probably ought to. Trump ought to just clean out all of those top layers at the FBI and the Department of Justice of all these people who very clearly are biased against him.
Right. And I agree 100% on that.
He's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles is what he's got to do.
Wasn't Barack Obama part of the whole phony Russian dossier? Wasn't he part of that whole thing with Hillary and Global GPS? Wasn't he part of that whole thing?
That was Fusion GPS, and I don't recall that he was involved, but we don't know for a fact that he wasn't. We do know that the spying that was going on against the Trump campaign did go all the way up to Obama himself.
Well, there you go. You got your reason right there. There's your reason. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. All right.
Well, like I said, Trump's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles. All right. We're going to switch over to Cameron in the United Kingdom. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I hope you're well. Michael, a couple of things, quick call today. First of all, I really and truly enjoy Layla from Vancouver's calls. She's extremely knowledgeable. Except
yes.
Today... you know, words are very strong. She said freedom of speech is absolutely has to be withheld, has to be performed, has to be upholded. If it's not against promoting violence, which I completely agree with, and if it's not against the law, the freedom of speech is designed to actually make people have a voice against unfair laws. If it's
yes.
not against the law, then it's approved speech, I think. But then again, far be it from me to want to criticize Layla, because she's wonderful.
Yes.
And my second thing, Michael, it's not a rhetorical question. It's actually a question. What has Donald Trump done during this year and a half, year and 8 months in the office that actually helped people? I don't know. Seriously, I don't know. I mean, I'm in UK. And I really want to know. I mean, he talked about borders, but apparently that got nowhere. He talked about healthcare, got nowhere. I mean, what has he actually done? That's my
yeah, I'm afraid on a lot of the issues he campaigned on, it's token gestures at best. Yeah, they're looking at putting up the wall. Trump had a bunch of the ICE officials up to the White House to honor them today. But it's all for show. The GOP tax plan basically gave the tax breaks to the already rich people who don't need the tax breaks. And Trump just really isn't doing all that much for we the people. And I clearly we have reason to be disappointed in him. But that doesn't mean turning a blind eye to some of the unethical and immoral tactics being deployed against him.
I understand. Well, thank you very much, Michael. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Art, who's off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You mentioned a little while ago about, the fascist tactics that they're pulling with regards to, the judge and everybody having to be protected, under armed guard at all time now. I've been arguing for years that we have been under a fascist dictatorship of one form or another for well over 100 years. And the perfect evidence I use is I tell people, just look at the monuments we display around us and then look on the house, the floor of the house. And what do you see back
yes.
there on either side of the speaker's podium there? Predominantly display these two big, gigantic, humongous fasci. Well, really, do you think if we lived in a constitutional republic, we'd be flying fasci on the floor of the house? Are you serious? And then people look at me, well, and then I follow it up with, oh, and by the way, when you look at everything that's going on right now, you know how to expose a fascist, tyrannical dictatorship? Force that government to act like one. And I think we're beginning, the people are beginning to see, maybe
yes.
very, very slowly, but I think the people are beginning to actually see what we've been talking about for 20, 25, and 30 years, and they're finally starting to say, wait a minute. Now the question is, is it too little too late, or do we still have time? With that, I'll back on out, and y'all have a great one.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And just to sort of clarify about the fascia on the front of the House of Representatives, it's not necessarily fascistic, although that's where the name comes from. But in ancient Rome, it was a symbol of the government's power. And all it is, it's a bundle of sticks with an axe head sticking out of it. And it was usually on display when any politician was out there politicking. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on back to Seth Rich, a couple of interesting developments where there's this one independent media outlet who says they've identified two highly placed officials who arrived at the hospital within minutes of Seth Rich himself. and they issued this challenge to say, you have so many weeks to reveal who you are or we're going to blow the whistle on you. Well, they're kind of a little bit too late, because over at AFMG.com, they have come on out saying that former DNC chairperson Donna Brazile and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, arrived shortly after the EMTs had delivered Seth Rich for emergency treatment of two gunshot wounds to the torso. Apparently, he was still alive when he arrived at the hospital here. So, now, here's an article from Zero Hedge, and it's asking a relevant question. What if Russiagate is the new WMDs? And lately, that's become my standard response when somebody says, well, the news is saying this about Iran. And then, you know, is that the same news that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons? That usually gives them a moment of pause here. But apparently, Rosie O'Donnell was at a protest in front of the White House last week saying the evidence against Trump in Russia is huge and mounting every day. Actually, there isn't. Okay, there isn't. But you continue on out there. He's going down, and so will all of his administration. The charge is treason. And some of the protesters were holding up signs that spell treason. Now, apparently, Trump's guilt in Russiagate is now simply assumed by much of the American left. They're not interested in the fact that there's no evidence. They believe. We believe they've turned into a religious cult. But this article points out, remember that same thing happened in the run-up to the war with Iraq, where all of the media figures and politicians, they believed Saddam had nuclear weapons. We don't need proof. And went on in and smashed up Iraq. No weapons of mass destruction were ever found. They tortured a lot of people. Some of them to death to find them, didn't happen. And now the U.S. is stuck there. Because the real reason that Iraq got attacked is they wanted to sell their oil for the euro. And now the U.S. has smashed the place, and they're just going to stay there and make sure you sell your oil for the dollar. Only for the dollar. Don't you dare use any other currency here. Now, former CIA Director John Brennan is still out there foaming at the mouth about his security clearance getting revoked and says he's going to seek legal action. And when he was on Meet the Press, Brennan was saying, you know, Trump's egregious abuse of power and authority. Well, that is his authority to revoke a security clearance. But Brennan says he wants to go to court and get an injunction to stop Trump from pulling clearances from other people, which Brennan describes as critics. Not going to happen. The president does have the authority to terminate a security clearance. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.